Listen, sometimes you gotta stand against the grain and say what's really the truth. Some people ain't gonna like it, some people gonna run from it. But you know what? We gotta be honest. And sometimes when you can't be honest, you need to be fucking real. This is We Can't Be Honest, Let's Be Fucking Real podcast.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama! 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 Ma! 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 Mom! 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 Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
All right, yo, yo. Yo, yo, welcome back to another episode. If we can't be honest, let's be fucking real podcast. It's your boy, Big A. I got my brothers with me. Brothers, introduce yourself.
What's up? Name's Evan. What's up?
What's good? It's Tyler. How y'all doing this morning? Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day. This is a special episode. This is episode 3 for Mama. This special Mother's Day episode. So we just gonna keep it brief because we gotta go enjoy the day with our wives and mothers. But just wanted to say happy Mother's Day. I want to dedicate this episode to all of our mothers. My grandmother that's no longer living, Augusta James, I love you. My mother, Marilyn Faye Cole, love you, Mama. And my second mom, Sharon Proctor, I love you to death, Mom. We doing this episode for y'all, and let's get into it, fellas. So I gotta say, since it's Mother's Day, not giving it too much away, what y'all got planned?
Well, my wife currently is at work, but when she get off, we're gonna go out to a restaurant, buffet style, sit down, chill, eat. Gave her already her Mother's Day gift, which she loves Pandora, so got a necklace and extra charm. I've been getting her charms to her Pandora bracelet for the last like 2 years. So I started it with her and I just keep adding to it.
Okay, cool.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, that is dope. What you doing something for moms too? You gonna see moms too?
Well, I actually saw moms earlier. I saw moms on Friday. She planned to spend time with her moms and they go do something today. So I saw moms on Friday and spent time with her, brought her this. It's almost like a little plug-in. I don't know the woman's name specifically, but she does like soothing bath, body work type stuff. Mm-hmm. So we bought 2 gifts. They named the gifts after me and my wife. So the Evans towel, that sounds kind of strange, but the Evans towel has a lot of little products inside of it, plus a towel, effectively. And the jasmine balls are like bath bombs. So
this gift has got so much funniness wrapped around it.
Exactly. So, yeah, we got her that and sushi from Osaka. So,
she's sushi from Osaka. You never can go wrong with that.
Yeah.
Well, T, what you got going?
So my sisters, my little sisters will be back in town today. So my mom will see them. I'll probably stop by there a little bit later on today. I'm gonna give her a call after we get off this, and then for the wife. She didn't ask for nothing special. She wanted a sweatshirt, so I went and got her a sweatshirt from Kohl's, champion hoodie. And then I got her something else to work out, and she's getting on her health kick lately, so I figured I'd get her something to go work out in. And then, so I'm going to shout out to my grandma in Arkansas, Grandma Minnie, love you. And then I'm going to shout out to my moms, Felicia. And then I'm going to shout out my wife, Whitney. So those are my special moms that are still alive, that have influenced in my life. And then we're not doing breakfast this morning. For one, I know it's going to be packed as hell everywhere. I'd be very surprised.
Facts.
If you ain't got reservations.
Oh, yeah. If you ain't got reservations today, you asked out. Like, it's really, it's either really pick up and go, because that's going to be probably the plan for me and my brother. We're going to probably go get mom a whole bunch of good food, and then we're going to go home and watch some action movies and watch some shit get blowed up. And then, you know how I do. You know how I do treat mama to a good meal, throw some money, get some money, because you already know mama ain't going to say no to that 20. She's going to, hey, mama. But yeah, I think that's the plan. So I was about to say, if you had to describe an acronym, what would you say, mom? If you had to say an acronym, what would mom be for you? You.
Me? So mine was mom's on my ass, because if you grow up and you got a black mama, usually mom's gonna keep you straight. Keep you on the straight and narrow path. And that's how my mom was. She was, mama didn't raise no fool, I'll just say that. So
yeah.
So I can thank my mom and for helping me get to where I am.
That's what's up. Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to think of an actual acronym for moms, but he just said mom's on my ass, so that kind of threw it out the window. So Oh yeah, I can say mom set you straight. Like, yeah, I can go with that one, because like if your mom actually cared, she put time into you. She taught you the rights from the wrong. She got into that ass, whooped that ass when you needed to. you know. I can say for a lot of women out here, shout out to, I know for a special woman, my mom, my wife, my grandma, but shout out to all the single mothers out here, because they have to play both roles and that's difficult. So a shout out to all single mothers, and y'all do a lot of good work. Y'all can be in these men's asses and they grow up to be good guys. Do the best you can. All right.
Facts. Well, my acronym for mom, I always think of, I just think of maker of miracles. And I know that's more of a divine statement, but it really do feel like, man, when you got a damn good mom, she gonna whoop your ass, she gonna be on your ass, make sure you're doing right. But it be the times that when you sick or you down and out, it seemed like mama make a way. It seemed like, even when you think about it, even like, you know, Christmas, you know, you want a particular toy and everywhere is sold out. But mama, you didn't know mama drove 30, 40 miles outside the city limits to find that one toy. She stood in line hours after being at work just to get you some. You know, it's just, and just even simple as keeping the lights on, keeping food in your belly. It's stuff like that. I think now as men, we can really appreciate and thank moms and dads too. But you know, mom, you know, it's always, you know, when you sick, she comes see about you. Like, I don't know. Anytime I get sick and my mom, I like my mom, she'll go get me cereal. Cause when I'm sick, I usually just want some cereal. And she'll go and get me a whole bunch of cereal when I was little. And so I was like, It's that stuff I reflect now as a man. It's like, damn, mama really is a maker of miracles. So that would be my acronym.
I just actually thought of one.
Yeah.
Move one mountain. Because they move one mountain a time at a time in your life. They just keep on keeping on. They move one mountain. Yeah.
These some damn good acronyms, fellas. This might need to be a Mother's Day shirt next year. We need to patent this.
Okay, let's do that. Let's do that. Go ahead. I have a picture of a black mama whooping her ass on her shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I was just thinking, you know how they do dads? The Father's Day episode going to be about 3 minutes, and we're going to show up with some socks.
Hey, I already accepted that. When I become a father, I already know socks and drawers going to be, that's going to be it for me. But I'm going to be happy, because now that I got older, I do appreciate getting socks and drawers. And I was like,
I got plenty of socks. I was just counting. I have plenty of socks. Now I can go for some more draws now. I'm gonna tell the wife. Now, give me the good ones now. Don't give me that, you know. I want some of that Fruit of the Loom.
My wife already told me she's gonna give me a coffee maker for Father's Day. And I said, I don't need it. I don't need it. Don't do that. She was like, you gonna get it.
You gonna get drink coffee.
we're gonna do for a Father's Day episode. We're gonna do suggestions for the ladies to help their husbands and fathers. We're gonna just give a recommendation episode so the fathers can be done right. So we ain't gonna leave the fathers out. Y'all ain't gonna get left out in the cold.
Just make an Amazon wish list and send it to your wife. And then that you don't even gotta hint it no more. Just wish list. I got you a whole list of stuff that you can pick. Pick at least two of them. Just two. also, just to throw out there, like I said, what I did for my wife, but we have two trips planned. One is going to we're going to Detroit this upcoming weekend, and I told her, addition to it, she wants a Brandon Blackwood purse, or I said, while we're in Detroit, I can go shopping and buy you some clothes. But you can't get both. You gotta pick one. And then we're going to L.A. later on.
Oh, shit. I ain't been to L.A. yet. I need to make a trip. Me and Brittany need to make a trip out there, too. I'll say, well, let's go segue into the next one. What's a lesson that you learned from moms? Like, what's something that you can say without a shadow of a doubt that's something that you got from moms?
Stop. It could be
what?
What'd you say?
Stop stealing. God damn it. No, like I can. It's a funny story. That's why it's a lesson, but it's a funny story too. So,
but we're gonna get into that funny story next.
Okay, Tim. Just stop that.
What did I learn from my mom? To always process information before you make a decision.
Cool.
Never make a decision based on emotions.
Damn. You sure mom ain't on some red pill content?
Your mama taught me that. Did she teach you that the opposite way? Like, how does she teach you that?
So, you know, so whenever you get upset about something and then, like, you get mad, you can be irrational. So just over time, I didn't have a temper when I was younger, but, like, I like things my way. So as I got old, you know, mom's going to either whoop that out you or she's gonna have that talk to you. So that's how that works.
Okay. I was like, wait a second, she talked to you about that? She didn't. Okay.
Hey, well, I'm about to say one lesson that my mom taught me, and it was actually, like you said, out of frustration, because anybody know me, my mom know me, I don't like doing yard work. I'll rake if I have to, and I'll mow the yard. Like, I'll mow the yard before I have to rake. I hate raking leaves. So I was one year we doing the yard, and I'm just bitching and complaining. I don't want to do it. And my mom snapped on my ass, but she told me, you should never think that your hands are so precious enough that you can't get down and work. So my mom taught me to have a work ethic, you know, instead of, you know, even when it's some shit I don't like, because I'd have been a janitor, and, you know, some people's like, you've been a janitor, but it's stuff like that, you know, having that concept of, man, you got to work, you know, don't think you so high that you can't get down and do some shit. So that's one thing that my mom, and, you know, instilled in me, you know, you be a man and work. Don't ever think that you just can't work or you can't get down and get your hands dirty.
Okay, since y'all got serious ones, so I'm gonna give my serious one then. My serious one for real is never say you're bored. Like, there is always something to do. I recall just saying I was bored one day. I looked at my mom and literally said to her, I'm bored. And she said, okay, if you're bored, I have a new fence coming. Go outside with a hammer. She gave me a hammer. And she said, take down that wooden fence. And I said, what? And she seriously, I was out there for like 3 or 4 hours, had splinters in my hands. And she was like, there's always something to do.
So never say you bored. So going forward in life, never say it. Always find something. Something productive. There's always something to do.
That sound like a cold kick. That sound like some cold-blooded shit to make you clean up. Oh, I'm bored. Oh, you bored? Oh, go and clean these face boards. They look a little dirty.
Yeah, my mom would have finished that. Now get your dumb ass in this house.
yeah, mama would instantly be like, oh, so you bored? Well, go on and go out there and rake them leaves. God damn it.
Mama, we even got no leaves out there. I don't care, rake them. It better be a bag full. What?
Man.
Yeah. How you doing? Shit that don't even make sense.
Yeah, she's like, and once you get done, you just stand out there for 20 minutes and reflect. What?
Yeah, you reflect.
Go shovel some snow. But mama, it's summertime. There ain't no snow.
Go find some snow, goddammit.
Goddamn ice cubes out there then.
let me ask y'all, did any of y'all mothers end up teaching y'all some type of way how to be better with finance?
Somewhat. My mom just told me stay away from them fucking credit cards in college. She's like, don't go get no credit cards.
My dad was more the finance person.
Like I started single mother, so my mom wasn't really good with finances, which taught me like you can learn from anything.
Yeah, that's true.
So you know, yeah. That's why I say any type of way.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, we got a lot of good stories. Tell me a funny story or a time you shared with your mom.
Okay.
Some hilarious shit.
Oh man, I can say in college, man. In college, it was funny. I went and hung out with, I'm not gonna just drop names, but I hung out with my old roommate. Y'all can, because you know who my old roommate was. So we went out one night hanging out with some girls, drank a whole lot. Never drink anything with the name Devil in it. We got Devil in the name, don't drink it.
Shit, don't drink Captain Morgan.
I drank some Devil's Cut and some sake and some other stuff that night. And literally, I cannot remember what half of the night was. But I was told that I was a gentleman the whole time. I tried to read the Bible. All I remember was I tried to read the Bible and I got my roommate to do push-ups. But I was a gentleman all night. And I woke up with just throw up on me and everything. I went home and I told my mom, I said, you know, I can say you raised me right, mom, because they said I was a gentleman all night and I was so intoxicated I couldn't remember nothing. So you raised me right. They told me I was a real gentleman all night long.
Did you go home with throw up all over you and told your mom that?
Exactly. Yup. Went home the next day, throw up all over me. And she was like, what? I said, let me tell you what happened. But at least I ain't do nothing with none of no girls. I was a gentleman all night. Raise me right, mom. Raise me right.
T.
I'm trying to think. You go ahead first. You go ahead. I'm trying to think of a good story.
Okay. Well, I got two of them. The first one, y'all probably remember because y'all was there. One of my fondest moments was me and my mom was at my wedding. And one thing that my mom, my aunties, my auntie Connie and Tasha, and my grandmother even always used to tell me that your mama can cut a rug, like your mom can actually really dance. And I have never seen my mama dance until the moment we had to do the mother and son dance, and my mom just broke out, started hitting it. And I was like, I was surprised. I was like, man. Damn, mama can dance. Mama can cut a rug. Mama be walking around like she got arthritis all in her legs and knees. And this woman can throw down. So I would say that's definitely the highlight. One of the funnest moments I can remember with my mom is at my wedding. And y'all was there because y'all were my best men. So I'm pretty sure y'all remember that. Yeah, people still talking about that. Every time they see my mom, like, listen, I remember she that time she was at y'all when she cutting the rug. She be walking around like she just ain't got nothing going. Her legs just hurting. And the funniest moment with my mom, that shit was hilarious. That was a few years ago. We went to the movie theater, the Malco in Cordova. And my mama walked in, and the security guards, they were checking people's purses. And I'll never forget, it was a white security guard and a black cop. The white security guard looked in my mom's purse, and he cut the light on, and he's like, he whispered, he's like, "Ma'am, is that what I think it is?" And his face was like, "Oh, you can't bring those in here." My mama had her two Glocks and a pistol. The white guy was speechless. His eyes was like, "The fuck?" And I had to take my mom's purse and put it in the trunk of the car. And don't you know, when I came back, he frisked my mom. He had to double check my mama because he had to make sure. I was like, "Bro, that was the funniest shit." And then my mama just told him straight up, she said, "I'm a law-abiding citizen. I can have my guns on me." I was like, "Mama, no, you can't." Like, so look, let's just say that white security guard kept his job because he was checking old ladies after that. I bet you he had a bias. "Okay, ma'am, I know you old. Let me check your purse."
So damn, mama kept that thing on her, huh?
Oh yeah, mama. Hey, that's the crazy thing. You look at, she's sweet, but hey, don't let that sweetness fool you. She got that fire. She'll pop one in your ass if she have to.
Damn, she said there's one in the chamber already. If you got something you want to say.
In the name of the Lord, she like this. "I don't mean violence, but I will bust your motherfucking head in the name of the Lord if I have to."
So now that she said that, I was trying to think of a different story. This is my favorite story I always come back to. It's not necessarily funny, but it was like and I can't even say it's the first time I knew my mom was a G, but like this happened when I was like, I want to say like in middle school, I want to say maybe like 12, somewhere in that ballpark, 11, 12. Mm-hmm. So me and one of my friends, we went to the movie theaters, and then after we saw our movie, we walked a little ways, maybe like an eighth of a mile, not very long, to go get some ice cream. Went to a Baskin Robbins. It was a walk-in shop only. And so I'm sitting there, and there's a lady in front of me. It's a Caucasian lady with a couple kids, and apparently she lost her keys. So me and my friend were sitting there, we're just standing there waiting to get our ice cream. She's like, "I can't find my keys." She talks to the clerk. She says, "I think one of these boys behind me took my keys." And we're sitting up there like, what you mean we took? I was like, and she's like, and the guy's like, "Hey, could you give her keys back?" And I was like, we can't even drive. Like, we're not even old enough to drive. How the hell are we going to give her keys back? Yeah, so anyway, we get our ice cream or whatever, and we're just like, this is ridiculous. Like, I don't know what the hell's wrong with this lady. So anyway, my mom comes to pick us up. And I'm like, "Man," I was like, "Mom," I was like, "this lady is trying to say we took her keys." She's like, "Oh, really?" So she hopped out she had a minivan at the time. She hops out of the minivan. She walks in there and she like cussed. Oh my, I'm talking about, she gave that lady third degree burns. She was, oh my God. I thought she was going to whoop her ass in there in front of her kids. I'm sitting in the van. I can't hear what she's saying, but I'm looking. And I just see her mouth is moving 1,000 miles an hour. But the last thing I can kind of see, "You better not have MFing, say my son stole da da da." I'm like, oh, shit. So that was one of my favorite funny moments where I was like, damn, my mom is, she down for me. Like, if somebody got a problem with me, she coming for you. She don't give a damn who it is.
I'm about to say, I gotta ask this question. Who all mama owned a minivan? Because you said mama had a minivan. I know my mama had at least three minivans in my whole life.
My mom literally just got rid of her minivan like earlier this year and bought a new vehicle. She had it for like 18 years. Like the whole time my sisters were in, were kids, she had that whole time. She just got her a nice Lexus SUV like 2 months ago.
That's what's up. Mom Ryan clean.
Yeah, I know. I was happy for the upgrade. I was so happy.
Nah, yeah. That's the plan. One of these years, I'm going to get my mama a new Expedition because she loves trucks, though. She loves trucks and vans, though. But like I said, mama quick to hop out, especially some shit like, what you say? I ain't going to lie. I've seen my mama get like that, too. Like, mama with that shit.
Yeah, my mom's with the shits. But I got a few other stories, but I ain't gonna go into that. My mom's with the shits. I ain't gonna lie.
We ain't gonna incriminate our moms. It's Mother's Day. Well, this definitely is a good time. I definitely got to get ready so we can go on and see about our moms and wives, though. But we're going to close out just by thanking all the beautiful ladies in our life. Miss Marilyn Faye Cole, I love you. You are a blessing. It's an honor to be your child. It's a blessing to have you as a mother. Thank you for just always being there from every bump, bruise. Anytime I used to have seizures, my mama be there, you know, car wreck. My mama jumped over the goddamn highway barricades to run up the thing to see where I was at. I love you, mama. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna try not to shed tears, but you the best, mama. I love you.
I want to say I'm gonna shout out to my mom and shout out to my wife and shout out to my living granny. Just want to tell y'all I love you and y'all gonna enjoy the rest of y'all day.
Shout out to the special women in my life, my mom, my grandma, my wife. Y'all are blessings to me. Y'all help mold me as a man. And I just want to say thank you and have a wonderful Mother's Day. And again, to all single mothers out here, y'all doing the work of two parents. So y'all are great. Y'all are wonderful. Y'all are blessings. Have a wonderful day.
All right. And to all the ladies, aunties, we love y'all. Happy Mother's Day. And y'all enjoy y'all day today and every other day. We out.
Peace.